on just their preparations for this massive storm and wanted to get the latest from you.
Well, the top winds mercifully have come down. Instead of being 180 miles per hour like they were last evening, they're only, quote-unquote, 155 miles per hour. It just means that it's not as powerful as it once was, but it is still an extremely, extremely dangerous hurricane. And the transformation that it's undergoing at this hour, it's basically replacing its eyewall. And that's something that happens in a lot of these big hurricanes, these strong hurricanes. And it's going to mean that the wind field is going to expand. So whereas you might have had the hurricane-force winds in a very small area, you'll have them in a bigger area going forward. Same thing for the tropical storm force winds, which just means that pretty much most of the Florida Peninsula is going to be bracing for destructive winds and power outages from this system as it expands in size here over the next 24 hours.
Joe, it looks to me, and maybe you can straighten me out if I'm not right on this, but it looks to me like rain is going to be the least of the worries. It's going to be storm surge first and wind second?
I think that's right. Storm surge, certainly in the Tampa area down to maybe Fort Myers, probably 10 to 15 feet. In some of the worst hit areas, it could be 15 to 20 feet. You're just going to be piling that water in from the west and southwest for a couple of tide cycles without it having an opportunity to escape. And then as the storm goes by, you still have a west to northwest wind behind it. So you might even have a third tide cycle where the water just can't escape before finally it can go out.
Well, it's hard to imagine being there, Joe.
I can't.
Hundreds of thousands of people trying to evacuate in the meantime. Appreciate the update, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, take care.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's headquarters.